Down.
Don't Look Down.
Another
Look
day.
Down. Sunday.
Here we are.
Super Sunday.
Super Sunday.
I look dead at you, boy.
What's going on, Kobe? Yeah. We named it today. It's the oven.
The oven. We got the oven. We're in the oven.
In the oven. Yes.
Half baked.
Oven's on.
Oven's on.
Getting pre-cooked.
Show's on. It's on Sunday. New guests or reoccurring guests.
We talked a lot of shit on him, so we should probably...
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Dark guest. The dark guest.
Yeah. Y'all was talking for real on the show.
You ain't been listening?
I hear that show. All right.
So thank you for being on. Thank you.
Thanks.
I appreciate y'all letting me come back.
Redemption.
Yeah. Burn your bridges, man.
Exactly.
Regain. What did y'all say? I want to know.
We said that your freestyle was phenomenal.
I said you was shit. I just keep it real. I said you wasn't shit.
I believe you said that.
Yeah. The fans wouldn't said you wasn't shit, too, because they posted and was like, I ain't shit. Did you say something?
Oh, no.
He said you wasn't shit,
well,
too.
Thank
but
you, fans, for all your appreciation. You know what I'm saying?
But you're here now, and it's another day, another show.
And the fans aren't for you anyway, huh?
And it's going to be a good one. I feel like it's going to be a good one.
You feel it's going to be a good one?
Yep. I know it's going to be a good one, then.
Yeah.
How about you? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? Same old shit?
Different day.
Yeah. It was a good Sunday today. I went to church this morning.
Oh, hey, perfect, perfect. Yeah. You love taking calls on our show.
I'm not going to take it. I'm just going to look and see who it is.
Oh, let's look and see.
Somebody I'm not going to answer. Bam.
Bam. Boom.
Yep. This guy you were going to sell to.
Really?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm talking about? Richie Rich. Shout out to Richie Rich.
Wow.
Can't get the internet going.
Cannot get that 4G mode going. So as usual, we pay the bills.
Pay the bills.
And this guest has experience peeing the bees, so you can give a shout out to the lady on the moon, or it's all a dream.
Okay, it's all a dream. You know what I'm saying?
It's a dream.
You know what?
It's a dream.
It's a dream and Miller High Life. You know what I'm saying? Do it all. While you're down on Westport, go to the gas station, get Miller High Life.
Right next to it, there's a BP.
Yeah, there you go. And then it's all a dream. Mm-hmm. Go find you a good water pipe.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Love water pipes. Did you bring a water pipe today?
Yeah, I left Big Bird at the house.
Dang. But you brought Nemo.
Nemo was here, ready to swim.
What's with the fascinations of animals and pipes?
Because they were just like the. Actually, it just came about, like, I just named one of them. Like a kind of a cartoon, and then just kind of went with it. But Nemo has me swimming every day. What are you doing over there, Kobe?
What's the name of yours?
Mine?
Yeah.
It's just called Mine.
He's hilarious.
It is. It's Mine. Mine.
Mine.
Finding Nemo when the pelicans or whatever, the seagulls. Mine.
Oh, that was on there? You wouldn't know that. I ain't seen the movie.
You suck ass, dude.
I watched Finding Nemo probably 100 times, but never finished it. I got kids, but I mean, I'm not sitting in there watching that shit.
It was a good movie.
I bet it was. All those movies that come out like that.
Toy Story 3 was good, too.
I mean, how can
have
it
you
be
seen
bad?
Due Date? Due Date was hilarious.
No, he was just telling
was
me about
range,
it.
I just got that. We might watch it later.
Well, yeah. So we might as well. We're talking about what we watch. We might as well just go into.
I'm still watching 24. I'm still watching 24.
What did Kobe
watch? I've never watched
watch?
That.
Oh, my God.
What Kobe watched, man?
24, dude.
24 is what you've been watching, man?
Yeah, I watched.
That's it?
That's it right
Come
now.
Come on, man. You got to start watching a lot of other shit so people will know.
I mean, I can't. You gotta just finish it. Yeah,
is that good?
Yeah, and it's only on Netflix till April 1st, so I've got a long ways to go.
Netflix, you gotta.
That guy, man, he just acts like the same character.
God dang, whoa, dude. You need to take control. You need to put your seatbelt on, dude.
Hold on. What I was saying was that guy plays the same role in every movie he plays in.
No. I don't watch his movies.
Every series he plays in or every character he plays.
What has he been in other than 24?
Flatliners.
Kiefer Sutherland? He's been on.
I know he's been in a lot of stuff, but I don't watch his shit because I never liked him.
Ain't it Kiefer Sutherland or whatever?
Yeah, I never liked him watch his shit, but I watched 24 and you're like, wow, he's pretty good. He's like, I think he's better than Chuck Norris.
The Lost Boys. About
he could
the
kick
vampires?
Some Chuck Norris's ass.
Man, Chuck Norris is like 200 years old.
Chuck Norris or Jack Bauer? Jack Bauer would fuck Norris
both
up.
Fucking
when
old
Chuck
fuck.
Norris does push-ups, he doesn't push up. He pushes the ground down. You know what I'm saying?
I've never seen that.
It's Chuck Norris.
I've never seen
that. You ever heard of Chuck Norris jokes?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a joke. It's a joke. You ever seen Chuck Norris grab somebody by palm their fucking face and they're just like,
can't none of them mess with Bruce Lee.
Okay, and that's different. He lost it.
Yeah, he lost it.
Hook's not redeeming himself well today, is he?
Man.
Chuck Norris, though, is shitty.
Chuck Norris is horrible.
Chuck Norris is shitty.
Fucking redneck.
I'm going right now on air saying that I'm not a Chuck Norris fan. I was when I was a kid
like
when he had
the nunchucks,
and he did, you know what I'm saying? But his stunts were shitty. I can watch a Chuck Norris movie right now and laugh is what I would do.
Yeah, true. The little black guy that followed him with
his movies are hilarious.
Okay.
That's what I do when I watch them.
Chuck Norris.
Chuck
Norris from Kiefer Sutherland?
Oh, because he was saying he's like the new Chuck Norris, which is
new ass kicker, man.
Almost as
are you
kind
serious?
Of
you wait 24. Are you serious? You know how many people I've said that to who have watched 24 and watched Chuck Norris and
he
are
does
like,
fight on there.
Oh, he kicks some fucking ass on that show.
I've never seen it. So
What else you watching, man?
I told you.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what
you
I'm
gonna get mad at me.
I'm gonna come over there and Chuck Norris kick
you. I ain't watch shit else, man. I told you, you want me to Chuck Norris shot your ass? But I gotta talk about these sports, man. I'm on strike, man, to the playoffs. As a Heat fan, I'm not a Heat fan until the playoffs start.
I only got beat by the Bulls today.
Yeah, I'm sick of this.
Probably just give up on basketball.
No, I'm just sick of this, man. We keep losing games. We keep blowing leads. It's really looking bad out here.
Ladies
man.
And gentlemen, just you didn't know, he has his Heat jersey on. Like he's a real Heat fan.
Yeah, after today, I might burn it.
Shut up! No, you're not.
I'm not a fan until the playoffs.
He's a D Wade fan.
Just so they know, D Wade, you listening to this shit? LeBron, you listening?
Yeah, like they're listening.
I'm not a fan until you guys make the playoffs.
But they're going to make the playoffs regardless of what happens for the rest of the season.
True.
And then so I'll be a fan. And then
L.A.'s just going to clean up.
That's right.
Well.
Kobe.
Kobe's not going to win it this year.
Yeah, he's going to get it.
They'll lose to San Antonio.
Never. Oh, and then who's the Heat going to lose
today?
To?
What happened
Antonio.
Today in San Antonio?
San Antonio. The Heat will lose to San Antonio. I never said the Heat will win the championship this year. They'll go to the finals and lose to whoever they
what
play in the finals.
What happened to San Antonio today?
But San Antonio
who did they play?
Playing with Tony Parker. They're playing with somebody else.
He didn't play today.
No.
He
who are they playing?
Night. No, he didn't play the other
he
day when they beat
the Lakers. The Lakers blew him out by like 30.
Oh, so why are you saying the Lakers are gonna get beat by him if they just beat him today?
Who has the best record in the league?
Spurs.
Yeah,
they do. Are they doing really good?
Yeah, they're good.
They probably lost about 12 games.
Seriously?
Nah, they lost about 13, 14 now, yeah.
Exactly.
It's around there.
Yeah. Pretty good team. Not a Spurs fan, but look like they'll probably do it this year. Unless they get hurt.
Kobe.
Injuries. Fuck Kobe. Not Kobe. Kobe.
Kobe.
Bryant. We don't like Kobe.
Google us.
Did you see Kobe today? They're 7-0 since the All-Star break. Dog.
Yeah, that's
he's making a point. Like,
I don't
here.
Like Kobe. So.
You're just mad because he lost.
Who? Who is it?
They got beat by the Bulls by 1 point.
Yeah.
LeBron cannot.
No hockey
hit.
Going on?
Rangers were beating the fuck out. What is going on?
I don't know. Who did that?
What is this?
Rangers did what?
Pounded the Flyers today. It was like the second period, and they were 4-0 on them already.
Oh, yeah.
Pounding them.
Who's the Rangers got? Are they up and still running?
Rangers
they're still a good team?
Always pretty good.
Yeah, I always thought they were.
New York's got money.
New York.
I mean, obviously the Knicks in basketball.
So, I like the Rangers though. I like their colors.
I've always liked the Rangers. I always had a hat of theirs when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Texas Rangers.
No, New York.
New York
Rangers.
Rangers.
Yeah.
Hockey.
He's a huge hockey fan. He says he plays, but
who's the best in the league?
You
want to
see my gear?
Yeah, I want to see your gear. I want to see some gear and some skates or something.
Who's the best in the league?
Crosby. He's hurt right now.
Ovechkin.
Crosby.
Ovechkin.
Crosby.
Other than them two.
Here's
what I want to know.
Let's argue about this. Let's just argue about
men.
This right now. Let's just argue about
men.
This right now.
Pretty good.
Hockey wouldn't be watched nearly as much as it's being watched right now if Crosby wasn't playing.
That's false. That's false.
You can say the same thing about Ovechkin.
If Ovechkin was up still playing and there was no Crosby, nobody would give a shit.
Dude, you can't say that.
Crosby is why the hockey is being watched right now.
No, it's not. Hockey not even close.
Man, I just remember about 4 or 5 years ago, hockey was about to fall off the map. They were talking about like
hockey's
nobody's
not
viewing
even on a map right now. Hockey's not.
They were talking about nobody's viewing hockey. Nobody cares about hockey anymore. And then here comes this guy, Sidney Crosby, and now their viewers are up the ratings. And Ovechkin was playing.
You ever think that maybe the league got better? It did. It got a lot better.
They got a superstar that everybody loves.
He's not even doing good. He's a crybaby. He's not.
He's a
Wayne. Yeah, Ovechkin's a
Wayne
Gretzky.
He's a Wayne Gretzky. What a Wayne Gretzky.
No, he's not a Wayne Gretzky.
He's a lightweight, super fast, real good with the puck type of guy.
Super fast. If you ever watch him play, he doesn't even move.
I watched Crosby play.
He doesn't forecheck at all. He doesn't skate back.
He's not tough.
He doesn't do anything. You say he skates fast. He doesn't move. He doesn't do much. He just goes and stands in front of the goal.
How do you get 3 assists? How do you average Demon 3 assists a game?
It's passing. That's passing.
So he's going to be a slow passer?
So he's setting up a lot of plays. He's setting up a lot of goals.
Slow?
And the guys who set up a lot of goals are usually standing behind the net or on the corner. I play, dude. I know what these people are
doing. I know you play, but is he slow, dude?
He just doesn't move is what I'm telling you. So if you don't move, are you slow or are you fast? If you're sitting right there, are you fast or are you slow?
Would you put him on your team?
No. He's a crybaby. No. I could pick 5 more players over him, and I'd be a lot happier with him.
My team would whoop yours because I'll pick Crosby first.
I could pick old players.
And I'm going to pick Crosby and a bunch of bums, and he's just going to be setting them up for slap shots all day.
Yeah, right.
Is that how hockey puck sounds?
Was that the slap shot?
I would pick Brad Richards, Ovechkin.
Ovechkin's just going to fight everybody out there.
Fight? He's like a power forward.
Yeah, I just want to punch
means
everyone.
He's going to play aggressive.
Boom.
He's going to chase after the puck if you take it from him.
Yep, and lose a couple of teeth.
He's already lost a couple.
Mm-hmm. Most hockey players lose teeth.
Crosby ain't lost that.
Because he's always hurt. He's hurt right now.
Because he'd be out there
he's
moving.
He's out there crying and fucking.
I like Crosby. I thought you would be a Crosby fan.
No.
You like Crosby? You don't watch hockey, huh? No?
Shouts out to all the people that watch hockey.
Yeah.
Because I don't watch it.
I watch hockey.
I watch.
If it's on, if it's a game on, it's two good teams on. If it's two good teams on, I'm watching it.
I watch the
highlights. If it's like the Blues and the fucking Panthers or something, I'm watching it.
Dude, did you hear that Kim Kardashian made a song?
Yes. She made a song?
Did you hear it?
I seen the video shoot and all that. Yeah.
Talk about just give somebody a song, just anybody. Jesus.
Sounding like, what does she sound like?
The Dream.
What does she sound like?
I guess she sounded all right. I mean, on the cover, she looked like Beyonce and I don't know. She sounds okay, I guess.
Sounds
she
okay.
She ain't going to be like the next superstar.
Can she move okay?
You know that. I'm sorry, Trina, but that ass was.
I mean, it should be okay for you to, you know. I mean, you would never touch Kim Kardashian.
No, nah, I won't. But
even if you did, you probably jizz yourself. Kim. Jizz.
You want to hear it? It's called Jam.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Play a little piece.
No, this is not song of the day, guys. Don't get it twisted. I'm just going to give you a sneak peek. While he's doing that, you guys check out some funny videos. Just type in, like, burnt guy doing a Dougie. Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
I've seen that.
You also got...
We're going to do this.
Oh, here we go.
You think this is it?
Right.
Hey, what's up? Go!
Kiss FM.
This is an On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Make sure this is it.
I hear Dream.
Yeah, that's it.
Wait, rapping on it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all we really need to play.
That's enough for Kim. Sorry, babe, you're hot, but the song's not.
She's not even really hot. Have you seen her without makeup? Scary. Yeah.
A lot of people without makeup. My wife is beautiful without makeup. She'll teach you about that. But, you know, women should learn not to wear so much makeup, and then you won't, you know, it won't
be
such a scare.
Such
a scare when you wipe that shit off. You know?
3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Another shout out to my wife though, cause she's beautiful when she wakes up.
I love my wife too. For real. She's beautiful too.
Must listen to this show.
She look little this and little that. That's it, man. She doesn't put on a lot of makeup. Yeah. Okay. And I'm on that. No, I don't like weave. I don't like fake nails.
It's all a lie. That is a lie.
I don't like none of that.
Yeah, don't lie to me.
So if you got listeners out there to be on that, you know, stay on that, because they probably you probably do that for a reason, but you know, it's just not my cup of tea.
Be yourself.
You know, I like brisk. I don't like what's that other tea?
I'm on natural. What?
I was talking about tea. Talking shit over here. Good times, good times. You know who says that?
Good times, good times. Yeah. Like everybody.
No.
So what were we naming it today? Did we get a name? We had Beagle a couple weeks ago. Jeffrey last week.
Hey, today. Hey, hold on.
What's going to be today?
Don't say Jeffrey, because you know what Jeffrey
is. Yeah, we know what Jeffrey is, but like, that's what not our our Jeffrey wasn't that.
Jeffrey's our butler off of Fresh Prince, huh?
Yeah.
Jeffrey.
Today, what's it going to be?
Let's name it Willie.
Lil Willie. Is it in the building? It's just, I've been fucking with I've known Lil Willie for a long time, man.
Yeah.
Talked to him earlier today, and he was telling me about, you know,
he scratches my back.
He moved. He actually stays upstairs now. A few
feet up.
Stores higher.
He's going to take us up there.
Yeah.
You think he'll let us?
You come all the way up. Huh? You ain't no coming down. Huh?
Is he going to let us?
Drink.
An ashtray.
Okay. Let me get you that.
So,
Willie.
So, like I was saying, what were we saying?
Also, we do need to mention, one of these days we'll get sponsored by Little Willie.
Yeah, hopefully. Little Willie will sponsor us.
Yeah.
Little Willie, can we get a sponsorship?
Little Willie.
He'll be like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Cloud mine.
I know that. No, but where were we at? We did entertainment, sports, relationships. What's going on with that?
Communication, remember? Did you try to improve your communication any after we talked about that?
My communication level has been being worked on because like I said last time, you know, we've been going to, you know, counseling and shit like that. So we've been working on communication. Yeah, counseling is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing because you actually get to
get both sides
out. I'm serious. The counselor allows it both sides to be good now, and then he actually explains both sides.
But do you think it's good that you're involving, that you have to involve somebody else, and
no,
you can't work it out
it
on your own?
Here's the thing: when you come to the counselor, he explains to you that I can't fix your problem.
Yeah, but all
you
he's doing is slowly helping you fix yours on your own.
So basically, you're paying him
to rush deliver your fixed problem.
No. It's what's the problem to get your emotions out.
Come on, dude.
What's wrong with paying somebody to help you solve your problems? You don't have to solve all your problems by yourself.
Marriage
is such a fragile situation that you really want to involve somebody else that can help justify
professionally.
The problems. You know, yeah, because you're both going to respect
that
person.
Is this a church?
Person. No.
No, good
this
call.
This is a real
good call,
because
I hate when people go to
somebody
the religious
that doesn't
ones,
know us.
Because the religious ones are way different than going and actually see a professional in that department.
I've been married for 8 years and I ain't seen one.
Shout out to my therapist. You know, he's actually helping me with Willie too.
Shout out to your brother Spitter.
If y'all didn't know that,
he's helping you with Willie.
Yeah.
How?
Because he's my therapist for that too.
Nice.
Yeah. I want to be able to. Right now, me and Willie kick it a whole lot, and I just want Willie to.
Do you and Willie kick it with your therapist?
Nah, me and Willie don't kick it with my therapist.
He stays in the car.
Yeah. Nah, you know what? I kick it with me and Willie be kicking it with my therapist. For real. He came to a session, a couple sessions. But what I was saying is I just want Willie to come around.
Yeah, shout out to my therapist. His name is Leave That Blank.
My therapist would never know. He's not listening to this. If he did, he would love it. Because I'm keeping it 100.
Yeah, it's the only way to keep it.
Yeah. Yep. Anything else on relationship, though? I was saying, though, you know what I'm saying? Once you get communication in there, work on trust. That's the next one. Once you get trust down,
you got a great foundation.
You got, and that's what you want to have. Is
trust
got
to come.
A relationship is all about four different
components,
foundations.
Yeah.
We've already got two: communication, trust.
What are the
you guys learn the other ones? Those are the fun ones. The other two are the fun ones. Sex and finance.
Yeah. Finance is always important.
You can't wait for the sex part, can you?
No, I mean, we don't have problems with sex and finance. We have problems with communication and trust.
Are y'all going to make it?
Yeah. 100 years.
All right.
100 years.
Do you think me and Trina are going to make it?
200 years, honestly.
I appreciate that.
Y'all already got a foundation, man. Y'all already passed the 7-year itch and all of that. So
that's my homie.
I want to be able to get to a level where I say my wife is my homie, because I say that now, but we haven't reached that level yet. We're going to be there soon.
Shouts out to Tia, bud, because she put up with a lot of shit with you. You know?
She does. She knows that. She knows that. She listens to the show, and she knows all of her, and she put up with hell of it. I'm a hell of a motherfucker to be put up with. That's why I'm destined for millions. Yeah. So I can just give it out to everybody and just make everybody a millionaire.
It's our dynasty.
Yeah.
We Rockefeller.
Yeah. No, Rockefeller. Oh, they were bad. Rockefeller were bad.
I know.
We need to talk about that one.
Bankers.
Why people Nemo ain't got lost yet?
Yeah, why isn't Nemo gone swimming yet?
I mean, probably like 25 minutes in and you guys are talking about Nemo.
21.
Yeah. Calm down, children. Recess will be later.
I mean, we got to find them and let them get home.
No, what we need to talk about is why music is getting shittier and shittier by the moment.
Because the devil's taking over.
No, that's not why. Why is music getting so bad, though?
Because there's not real artists out there no more.
Where? They can't find them? I mean, is Shida Prince the only real
artist
out there?
I think it's already too fucked up. I think what people think is cool now is like Jersey Shores, all these fucking stupid reality shows. So then now people's songs are based off of getting drunk, getting fucked up, sleeping with this.
So we're in like a rock era? Like, is the good music in the rock?
It's faded right now. Right now. It's faded.
What type of music are you talking about?
I mean, listen,
I'm a music. Can I say I'm a music connoisseur? Is that what I want?
I call myself a music guru.
Yeah, I mean, I love music. So I want to be able to listen to all music. And really, right now, it's really, I mean, the best music right now is really the pop. No, I don't want that. We can put it in something else.
Are you saying, why is there horrible rap music?
Why is there horrible music, period? The best music is in pop. There's really no good R&B. I mean, the best R&B singer out right now is probably Trey Songz. And that's no knock to Trey Songz, but where's somebody else? Where's the good
Usher go?
Metal? Where's the good rock? Where's the
There's
good soft
no
rock?
Good rock?
Where's
There's
the good
no
soft
good
rock? Where's the good hard rock, like the banging drums, breaking drums, knocking shit over, fucking smashing, you know, none of that. Where's
the
energy?
There's a handful.
Music?
There's a handful of bands.
Where's the energy in music? Is Kanye West and Beyonce?
There's a handful of musicians out there, and most of them aren't even heard of or listened to daily.
You know the reason. We're just not going to get into that.
I mean, we can't talk about that every time. But
I know,
mean,
but I'm just saying, you know, but I don't understand.
I don't even think that's the reason why. I just think that the total taste, I think
it's the only taste
a few people that care about music again.
The taste has gone sour. Nobody cares about music. People care about basically TV and themselves.
Where music is a lot soothing and could help you get through a lot of things. I was watching the Thug Angel shit the other day. It was on TV. Tupac.
Were you going to say something about our show, though?
About our show, like what?
Just where it was going, about our guests and stuff. I didn't want you to forget about that.
Because
you were
show,
talking about hip hop a lot right now.
Yeah, our show is not a hip hop show. You know what I'm saying? We're not a hip hop show. We just because here in the past we've been having a lot of musicians on here and a lot of music people on here. We're not just associated with music, you know. We're associated with everything positive and anything that's going up.
And that's just something we were able to share with you that we thought was something that would be like to have enjoyed. People would like to enjoy hearing that.
Yeah,
and we did.
We love the people that we, you know, they come around. They're just not people that we ran into and they say, oh, man, I can rap, you know. These people are very talented people that are very good, you know.
Yes, people
and
that
they can sing. And,
down
know,
the road will be somewhere.
You know, that's their dream. So,
and we look to help them get there, and if not, be there with them every step of the way.
So there will be musicians on here, and there also will be, you know, artists. There can be engineers. You know,
we're working on getting software upgrades to actually do production on our own.
Yeah, and we're working on that video audio too. So, a couple cameras.
Yes, website's almost done.
Yeah, website's almost done. Logo's almost done. Any other people who want to hop on a logo? We need a few logos so we can just have multiple logos.
Credibility.
And you want to get on with that? You know, it is some features. I mean, some benefits to that. So, we need that too.
Yes.
Other than that, though, our show is on the roll, steadily rising.
Podomatic's doing reset us. We're bandwidth's back down to zero.
Yep.
We're getting a lot better at doing this shit.
Do you think, man? You enjoy being here?
It's your time. A little bit of your time, man.
Yes.
I'm sure they know your voice. They know who you are.
They've heard the laugh.
What you been up to?
They've heard the rap.
I've been, you know, new job, been working. You know what I'm saying? Thank God.
See, you got the Carhartt on.
Sorry. Oh, Christmas present.
Looks good, man.
Yeah.
These things are warm.
Yes.
Into the mic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. I'm going to just put, yeah.
Sounds
a lot better, doesn't it?
Like I said, I still kick it with Jack Hare. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Work, and that's about it. For real. I want to get back in the lab, but right now I just got to work and shit.
Yeah, that's all it's about. We appreciate you coming in. We actually had an another stall, and that's what we're going to run into all the time. So that's why we got to have people that are family and that can always be able to come right in. You get that text earlier?
Yeah.
Did you fix yours?
Mine's fine.
I didn't fix mine.
You didn't? You told me you were going to yesterday. Did you get the drawer, Brandon?
Yeah, I talked to Brandon, though.
Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool. But anyway, I forgot, lost track of what I was talking about. Willie's talking to me over here.
Hey, boy, where my movie?
What movie? Faster?
Yeah.
Man, that was a good movie.
I know,
it's in my car.
Yeah, Faster, good movie. Yeah. Shout out to The Rock.
I've been watching that. But I guess we can go into my little segment then real fast then, you know?
Yeah, definitely got to pay the bills.
You want to pay the bills or go into my segment?
Go into your segment. I enjoy your segment.
You do? Yeah. It's funny. I threw a couple of these in here because of special guests. They're kind of a little on a few things I know he was interested in. So I threw those in there. But Marco's Facts is what this is called. it'll always be different. Weird facts, you know, marijuana facts, you know, science facts. It'll be always different. But these are just actually weird facts. You know, just give you 10 of these off. And then you guys can comment. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, get the ball rolling, but give us time to talk about him this time. Don't just name.
Nemo.
Yeah,
Nemo.
Ba-ding, ding, ding. Yes.
All right. Bruce Lee was so fast, they actually had to slow down film.
Jack Bauer's quicker.
They actually had to slow down film so you could see his moves. The opposite.
I could believe that.
I believe it.
Motherfucker was quick.
Best ever.
You trying to touch me?
Best ever.
Chrysler built the B-29 that bombed Japan. Mitsubishi built the Zero that tried to shoot them down. Both companies now build cars in a joint plant called Diamond Star.
That's a cold guy.
It's Devil.
It's a cold guy.
That's cold, huh? I mean, they shoot bombs at each other, and then they say, oh, fuck it, we'll be cool now.
It's a cold guy.
You can see Kobe right now. You guys are yeah. Despite the lump in a camel's spine, their spine is actually straight.
So what is
what's
that?
In the what what's is in the hump?
I don't know what's in the
it's
hump.
It's water, ain't it? It's water, but how is it? It's weird.
Well, their spine is straight. Probably ends up crooked from all that water on it, but that's an actual fact. These are actual facts, guys. You can look these up if you need to. Feel the need to. We're on to number four. Elvis had a twin brother named James Guerin.
He was born.
He died at birth.
Yeah.
And his that's why Elvis' middle name is spelled Aaron in honor of his brother.
How you know he looked just like him?
I didn't say they did.
Yeah, I thought you said
if he had a twin, why wouldn't he look just like him?
His twin,
because they can be
fraternal twin.
They can be.
But at baby birth, I mean, shit. I mean, if two babies came out the same lady, I bet they're gonna look just alike.
True that.
Yeah. All right.
How was that?
A couple hours.
That coconut water's got you going over there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. This. Hey.
Hold on, man.
Hey,
We're in the facts. Coconut water, first subject off of the facts. All right.
Now I owe him a real coconut water.
Hey, how do you say this last name? Is that Prowse?
These are your facts?
Yeah, David Prowse.
Prowse.
All right. Four people played Darth Vader. You guys know that?
No.
Anakin?
No. David Prowse played his body. Is that the word?
Who?
Oh, you
David Prowse?
Yeah. Is that Okay. James Earl Jones did the voice.
Yes, James Earl Jones did the voice.
Sebastian Shaw.
I knew that.
Was the face.
I only thought there were
and
two.
And the fourth person did the breathing. They don't know who that was. But the fourth person was not either.
So, Marco, who played Anakin?
Hmm?
Who played Anakin?
Who was that?
I So you're not a Star Wars. You don't know about Star Wars.
I love Star Wars. Anakin, let's talk about it, dude.
Anakin is right Darth Vader.
Anakin is Darth Vader. Anakin he is went Darth dark. Vader. He went dark in the third one.
Yeah.
God, you got me wanting to watch that shit.
I watched it earlier today on
it's
USA.
It's always on Spike.
Yeah, that's what it's on today, Spike.
God, I wish I had that in my room. Dude, Star Wars is the shit, dude.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll have to get into it.
You
I just
should,
never
dude.
Got into
it, is
it
the
man.
Shit.
Never, no knock to Star Wars. Just never watched it, man.
Greatest movie ever.
Oh, hands down. Mm-hmm. He wrote the Titanic, though, too.
Oh, my God.
You guys.
And then he went straight to Avatar. Man. What's up?
Avatar
was tight.
The second one barely
did you see it? Did you see it in Blu-ray or on HD or
Avatar
anything?
Was good.
That movie was the bomb.
Yeah.
Those little blue fucking... What's up, dude?
I was just laughing. This is great. I knew this was going to be great. Where you going? We're just laughing.
That dude is a rich motherfucker.
Thomas Edison.
George Lucas is a billionaire, dog. Mm.
Thomas Edison, light bulb inventor, was afraid of the dark. That's why he created the light bulb.
Wow.
For real, that's the reason by inventing the light bulb.
That's his reason behind inventing the light bulb, because he was afraid of the dark.
I'd be damned.
You were born. Yeah. You're born with 300 bones in your body, but then when you become an adult.
Wait, did he make the light in the dark? Did he make the light in the dark, though? Was he, like, in a dark room trying to go home and make some light, and he just made light in the dark, though?
Probably, I don't
That's
know.
That's talent.
He did it in the sun.
Or maybe he was just like, you know what, I'm going to make some light. I mean, he could have made the light.
And they had candles.
In the daytime.
They had
you know?
Candles back then.
Yeah, he probably was like, oh, okay, let me make some fire. And
so
I don't know
created
how he did it.
Electricity, then. All that.
Oh, no, it's probably in here.
It's
probably in here. It's a piece of paper I printed off the internet.
No, it's not.
How do you pronounce that guy's name?
How the fuck? I just want to make sure I said it right. I don't want to say the wrong name. Where's I at, dude?
I don't know. You're reading it.
Oh, yeah. You're born with 300 bones in your body, but when you become an adult, you only have 206.
They fuse together.
Yep.
That's a lot.
Babies are born without kneecaps.
Ain't that some shit?
They don't get them until they're 2 through 6.
So your son don't have kneecaps?
I checked, too. He don't have no kneecaps. All right.
Give him a full body inspection.
I mean, we got 3 more and then we're done, all right? In the statue.
You got to say more than 10, bro.
No, that wasn't 10. We're on number 7.
I know, but you got to still say
more. Oh, you want more than 10? Like
bonus
that.
Day.
All right.
Namaste.
If a statue, I mean, when you see statues in the park of a person on a horse, right? If both legs are in the air, the person died in battle. If the horse has one leg in the air, the person died in a result of a wound in battle. If the horse has all 4 legs on the ground, the person died of natural causes. So have you ever seen those horses in the park?
We discussed this one already.
No, we didn't.
We did over the phone at work.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
That one is pretty cool. Now I can look at a person
Psalms,
on a horse and figure out if what they did.
Psalms 46, the 46th word from the first word is shake, and the 46th word from the last word is spear.
Nice. Next.
I'm
not a big Bible fan, so.
What are you implying by that?
Take it however you want.
They said the Shakespeare wrote Psalms. That's what they were trying to say.
So Whoa. He had a part in writing the Bible.
Got like a dog fight going on.
That's what they
out
just
here.
Said. I mean, it's just, I don't think
facts.
So. These are facts, but, you know, facts
oh,
come from something.
That's just in the Bible.
Yeah,
that's
you know.
Okay.
All right. It's illegal to be, it's illegal to prostitute in Sahina, Italy, if your name is Mary.
Ooh.
Only if your
name
is Mary.
Well, I mean, what? Why, though?
Only if your name is Mary, because I guess they're Catholic, and, you know, Mary is.
So ooh. If your name's Jebediah.
I know. Yeah, you having trouble over
you know
there.
My mic like fell off the damn mount. Did you see it just went?
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. Jean-Claude Van Damme was the alien in the original Predator.
Yep. And then he backed out because he wanted to do Bloodsport because he was afraid he was gonna get hurt. I know the story of him. He's one of my favorite actors.
He's your dog.
According to Genesis. One.
Come on, quit with 20, the verses, man.
Verses 22, chicken came before the egg.
Oh, yeah. Chicken did come before the egg.
Then where did...
Aliens.
No. Just like humans. You know, I'm gonna slap the shit out of you, dude. A baby.
Yeah, from
so,
aliens.
So humans come and then you figure out how you're gonna fucking come. Something's gonna come out. You know, that makes sense. The chicken would have to come before the egg. It wouldn't just be an egg than the chicken. Where would the chicken come from?
I don't know.
Where
Jesus
the egg
was a Jew.
All right, yeah. Last one. Steve Young, San Francisco 49ers cornerback. He's the great great grandson of Mormon leader Birmingham Young.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know what? They have a school.
Yeah.
And they have BYU. And they have an honor code that if you have sex, you get kicked off the team.
Wow.
That actually
happened. Last one, I'm out. Last one, I'm out. Cole's facts, and we're done.
He's trying to tell me something about that, though.
You were done, right?
I was just about to say what the...
No, finish up, dude. I'm
sorry. Oh, you didn't hear about that? Dude had sex?
Who?
The Davies. He's a forward for him. They suspended him.
From what school?
BYU.
Oh.
That's where Federer plays. You know that, right?
Yeah.
And he snitched on him. They kicked him off the team because he had sex.
They're barely about to make the tournament.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he a G2?
He helps.
All right. The Grinch singer's voice. The Grinch. The person that sings the Grinch.
You're a mean one.
Tony the Tiger. The same man.
You really are.
Same guy.
Real.
And Tony the Tiger. They're great.
You're slimy.
I was enthusiastic as fuck.
Grinch.
I missed the dude.
That's it.
I missed the dude. You're getting the
next time. I'll take a suggestion from you two guys right now. What do you want next time? You want weird? You want science? You want marijuana? You want earth? You want just give me something and I'll get them. Any suggestions?
I want marijuana.
Gentlemen, marijuana.
Willie.
Actors.
Faggot. Willie.
Looks like we're going with Willie, ladies and gentlemen. So,
guys,
we're finding stuff out about Willie.
I want stuff about movies. That's what
I'll put it on my list. Those are good ones, though. Movies are good ones.
I'll
tell you one fact about a movie right now. You guys never know right now.
The old lady from the Titanic.
Somebody kills themselves in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, we told you about that.
Wizard
of Oz?
In The Wizard of Oz, a person hangs himself on set.
When the evil witch
gets
killed.
It's on film, like we can see it.
You can watch it right now.
No way.
I swear. When they go down the rail oblique road, you look in the back.
When the rail oblique road?
Yeah.
When they go down the rail oblique road. Willie, a motherfucker, man. Willie, get off that nigga's shoulder, man. Get off his shoulder.
When
shit,
they walk
like the
down the yellow brick road. Hold on.
Shit.
You see him in the back swinging?
He's like, fuck this shit. I wanted to be the scarecrow.
And they ain't find him until like 3 days later. That's crazy.
I wanted to be the scarecrow.
They fired him and he took his life.
Michael Jackson.
I liked that movie.
I'm
kind of scared.
Kind of freaky now.
Hey,
huh?
No,
you're going to watch it tonight and the Wicked Witch is going to be in your dream.
I'm going to watch Star Wars. Good job, Hook.
Yeah.
So, Bill Pan time, Miller High Life. I'm sipping on one right now. I'm about to give me a sip now.
That's the lady on the moon over there, Marco.
Best tasting beer around. How about Nemo? Where it come from?
Disney, Pixar.
No, I'm talking about Nemo with Willie in it.
Oh. It's all a dream.
Little Willie?
It's a dream. It's all a dream. It's a dream.
What about your piece you're getting?
Yeah, it's actually going to be done here when I actually come up with the rest of the money.
Oh, so that'll
be
never.
I'll be able to look at it. I put up quite a bit of money. So
I cannot believe you just had me watch that.
It's kind of sad, huh? You don't want to watch The Wizard of Oz now.
Be glad we told you.
Yeah. Facts about movies. Good facts.
I know another fact about a movie. How did Carol Ann die from Poltergeist?
What do you mean, how did Carol Ann?
Oh, God, that movie was fucked.
Like that. The girl that actually played her.
What kind of facts are you on me
about? No, I'm just saying, how did she die? Like, the actual person, you know how
she died in real life.
Yeah, how did she die?
I'll look it up.
What's that, man?
That'll be me.
So her bowel movements backed up, and it came out of other orifices. Yeah, nasty.
Orifices, you like that word, dude. Came out of other orifices. Orifices. That's crazy.
Nasty.
Stop looking shit up, man. We don't have time.
That creepy little girl.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Orifices.
Nasty.
We smoking orifices.
No, we ain't.
Orifices.
She had Crohn's disease.
Crohn's disease.
Ooh. It puffed up her cheeks. Ooh. She suddenly became ill, vomiting, and unable to keep anything down. The next morning collapsed while preparing to leave to the hospital. En route to the hospital, and she was dead. Poor little girl.
Poor little girl. Poor little girl. What's up with us today, man? Willie's got us all tongue twisted. Willie's got us all tongue twisted.
Tongue twisted.
Quite frankly, I was just talking like that to talk Wick-a-wish. Like that.
Oh, really?
What are you doing over there?
Wick-a-wish. So pay the bills.
Already done, man. Where you been?
I need a song of the day.
Song of the day.
Yeah.
Can I pick it?
Break? Yeah.
Can I pick it?
No, you can't pick it. You picked the last time.
I didn't pick the song. When did I do that?
You picked the song of the day last time.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Put money on it.
Nope.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to my brother Spitter.
Spitter.
Who's that?
I have no idea. So I get to pick the song, right?
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
All right. Here it goes. No hook.
You gotta let the song ride, man. It's a break.
I wasn't gonna say nothing else.
Wolf Mother, Cosmic Egg. God, such an awesome song. That was Wolf Mother, Cosmic Egg. What'd you guys think?
It's cool.
Talking about rock a little bit.
Yeah.
Heavy.
It still didn't give me the, you know.
I just wanted to play their title of their CD.
You know, when you hear a good rock people, song, you want to you want to play something. Remember, I'll be playing the drums. You'd be like, what the fuck, man? Yeah, I'll be getting into it.
So you want something heavier?
No, that was good. That was cool.
I was going to say.
I didn't know who they were.
They got some heavy shit, too.
That was pretty good, though.
Perfect, Wolf Mother.
Set me into the mood, though, to get on what I was talking about a little bit. Actually, a topic that I had on last week. We just kind of pushed it on, you know.
Tap.
Kind of rail with it. But I had a question for you guys. Magic Johnson, right? You guys know, everybody knows who Magic Johnson is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys honestly think he has AIDS? And if Magic listens to this show, I don't want him to think that I'm being disrespectful to him or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Just a question that I have. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think this guy has AIDS?
Well, first of all, did he do anything with that other guy, that other basketball player, other than kissing him and hugging before games? Did they ever spend the night in hotel rooms and shit?
I told you guys about that on another show, that he used to kiss Isaiah at the time before the game. They used to kiss each other before the game. I don't know if it was on a mouth kiss.
I've seen some YouTube videos.
It's on the kiss. It's on the cheek.
Still gay as fuck.
Still gay as fuck,
but, okay, we just want to know. I don't know if he did anything other than that, but the thing is, he contracted this disease back in 1992. He's age 51 now. He's 51. The last test showed no detectable symptoms of the virus in his body. All right. He says that he takes a drink every morning, a whole mix of medicines in like a shake form, a cocktail, what you could say, every day. It's very expensive. It costs about $40,000 a year. But he takes that every morning, though. That's what he says.
I wonder if there's any side effects from that.
Huh?
I'm sure there's plenty of side effects.
Plenty of side effects, but I just don't see this man with any, you know. And then my thing is I was paid. Just talking to one of these, my older friend in my
He's
family.
Paid.
And they were saying, yeah, he is paid. Here's the thing. They were saying back when George Bush was president, he offered him money to actually be the spokesperson for AIDS. And he was like, "How? Hey, how can I do this? How can I get this going and get this money?" Because he was offering him a large amount of money, a large sum of money, you know? So he's like, "How can I get this going? How can I do this?" And he's like, "Well, you got to be the one with AIDS and, you know, make it."
Yeah.
You know?
I said this about 2-3 years ago. I thought about this.
So he's a spokesperson for AIDS, and he's paid. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go around.
If I had AIDS, I would
do it. You can go down south, man, and you can just see Magic Johnson movie theaters all right. and all kind of shit everywhere.
Peep this. Before that, it wasn't really no big movement for AIDS before that.
Now AIDS is paid.
Yeah. When Magic Johnson AIDS Foundation, everybody AIDS had Foundation condoms and all
that. PAIDS.
PAIDS?
PAIDS.
What is Z?
PAIDS.
What's that?
AIDS. People who are getting paid for having AIDS. PAIDS.
You combined.
Man. That's what they just took the P off that motherfucker. Huh?
Pretty much. Yeah. Hey, you want some of this?
Yeah, that's crazy though, man. And
do you think there's a cure for it?
I mean, I think it's a cure for AIDS if you got enough money. I mean, Tommy Morrison isn't dead.
Eazy-E went.
He still had.
Eazy-E went quick.
He probably has HIV. He probably don't have.
I mean,
AIDS.
Eazy-E was the only person I could think of that really. Yeah. Just, I mean, and Arthur Ashe, the guy that had a tennis player. I mean, anybody
that's a
else
lot more than that.
Famous
yeah,
people?
But I mean,
it's just not as big as it was.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, I just can't think. Somebody else famous.
Freddie
guy,
Mercury.
Yeah, about to say somebody real. But
singer from Queen.
Ago, a few
Greg
years ago.
Greg Louganis, the swimmer. Remember
yes.
Did his head.
Yeah. Singer from Queen.
That's crazy that he will have AIDS and just bust his head all in the pool, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
God, I'd hurt
happened.
My head hearing that.
It happened.
Ugh.
Magic
AIDS.
Johnson played.
Kind of creepy, huh?
Mm-hmm. He played when he went back to the league. Supposedly he had it. I don't think he had it. You know
I think he has it right now. Only symptom that I see of Magic Johnson actually having AIDS is him just his weight going up and down. I mean, you know, he's skinny one time and he's big another.
He's
time.
Damn near a billionaire.
He's
definitely.
He got
So what are you guys thinking? I just want. I mean, it wasn't my.
Do
topic
I think he
only.
Really has it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think about
it? I don't ever think he had it in the first place. So that's just my opinion.
I think what happened when they took all the speculation from the Isaiah thing, and he rolled with it. If someone's gonna offer him money, if somebody'd offer you money to ride with something, would you? If it, I mean,
I wouldn't say I had AIDS.
If you didn't, and you could get a shit ton of money,
no,
and be set for life like that,
no.
The question.
So then,
if I was rich already, and it,
what
and
kind of person?
Johnson
I've
shoes,
never really seen him.
If I was already rich, I wouldn't give a fuck about what anybody said.
What kind
about
of person
me,
does he?
Right? I'm not rich now.
What
so.
Kind of person is he perceived as, though?
He's perceived as a rich, famous, good-hearted.
Does he ever person. Look sick? Has he ever looked sick?
No, never looks sick.
Has anybody seen anybody with AIDS? Do they usually look sick?
No,
I don't know.
When they're about to die, is when they look sick.
Not even in.
Is this a fact?
Yeah, it is. They do
not
it.
Even
yeah, they, I mean, because they're whatchamacallit shuts down, bro.
There's plenty of people that have AIDS and they just drop dead.
Yeah,
like
man,
next,
I can't
you know
think.
Saying,
you know what I'm talking about?
My grandpa died.
Yeah, what shuts down though?
Your immune system.
His immune system shut down. And
so they're sick
cancer.
As hell. And you telling me they don't.
I know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I know what I was talking about, man. I read a lot.
AIDS doesn't
he
actually
like,
kill
like my
you.
Grandpa, well, he died before I was born, but his immune system shut down and he. Got lung cancer because of it, and he mm-hmm. actually died from the lung cancer.
Yeah. AIDS don't kill the other sickness.
I know HIV.
It's what it shuts
the
down.
HIV
they
virus.
Can't operate the right way.
Yeah.
It loses its cell count on stuff.
Oh, sorry.
And
that's
then it,
crazy
you get
how
a disease.
That went away. Like, nobody really talks about that.
Well,
anymore.
They said he contracted the AIDS virus
well,
and never
the
had full-blown AIDS. He
thing
just
thing right now
the
is
AIDS
cancer.
Virus.
Cancer's what's the killer.
I hate that shit.
Shit right. pisses me off. Where's my
I go through that personally in my personal life, so I hate that shit.
But I love Magic Johnson. I hope that, you know, that was just a thought, you know what I'm saying, about of mine. So I was a big Magic Johnson fan.
So you said he does. You think he does?
I don't think he does. And
no.
I think if he does have it, then he has a cure for it, and I think that he should let it be
selfish.
Known. Yeah, he should let it be known that it's a cure. He shouldn't play to people.
What if the money's keeping him from the cure? Because there's the
so what?
So what?
So then, what do you think? You think so he's got
a life?
Has
don't be blackballed.
You
don't
can't put a price on it.
Don't be blackballed. That's being blackballed.
You think
he's saying, okay, we're gonna give you the cure if you don't say anything about the cure. Take the cure and then say everything about.
Can't
the cure.
Put a price on life.
What do you think? You think he's got AIDS?
No, I don't think he. If he does, he has a cure. He better put that shit out. You can't put a price on life. Like I don't care how much that shit costs. That's somebody's life.
Somebody can come up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't just think this is for the rich people.
But I have something on that, but I ain't gonna get into it. You know
no.
what I'm saying?
Don't get no rock signs on this show today. We're not even gonna give it. We're not gonna give it no love. Because what I heard, what I've been reading on is every time you talk about that type of person, it actually
comes around. It actually gets that. Out.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
Right into you, though, man. Much love, Magic Johnson.
I don't know. I just kind of feel like I need to grind my gear section or something.
Yeah.
Something just pisses me off.
What's up with that?
I just have a friend. We'll call him Brett, and he works somewhere, and some of his employees are sleeping with his boss. Right?
Wow. Yeah, I'm wrong.
So they were going to fire him because he sent out a message saying that he thought that there shouldn't be work one day because it was snowing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And he only sent it to one person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then she, since it was with the boss,
uh-huh.
and then he almost lost his job because of it.
Uh-huh.
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
I don't think the boss should be fucking anybody.
Yeah. The boss shouldn't be fucking employees.
And the girl shouldn't be a hoe. And keep
though,
her mouth shut.
If the boss is fucking employees, he can. I mean.
My poor friend Brett. He'll be on the show in a couple of days. He works somewhere, and that's what's going on. That slut just needs to keep her mouth shut and her legs closed.
Yeah, the girl.
That's my shout out to that hoe.
You're really mad.
Yeah, it's bullshit. I work. I mean, Brett works hard. Brett works hard.
Yeah. The boss isn't in any wrong though.
Why not?
He's a boss. If he's got some you know some benefits to the job, you know, take his benefits. He's not married to anybody. I mean, he can dibble and dab whatever the fuck he wants to. She's the whore.
Then yeah, you know, that exactly.
She's
he
the
needs
whore.
To put some tape
she
on that
needs
mouth.
To get off her knees, you know, little dirty knees.
Yeah.
You know, do that.
Exactly. I just think that fucks up the workplace, though, because it's just so hectic, probably.
Workplace, though, is workplace.
Workplace is workplace. Workplace is workplace. Yeah. Your legs being open is your house, his car, behind the mall, I mean, wherever.
So, I've noticed the last two times you had topics, you've just been going hard. Is that how you're going to start doing?
I have to.
Oh, my God.
What was the last one?
Cigarettes.
I'm sorry. I just get so mad when someone walks into a house and they say, it smells like shit in here, and it's weed that they're smelling, but yet they don't even smell smoke, cigarettes, all those horrible chemicals, but they can't smell weed? They can't smell weed? Seriously?
That's what I'm saying.
And it smells worse? It smells worse? It smells worse? I mean, a plant or all these chemicals and, I mean, come on. I don't want it. I'm pissed.
You're pissed about that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? My coworkers at my job are really cool.
Yeah, we work at the same place. They're pretty cool there, except for a few.
I don't work with Brett. I don't know who Brett is.
That's my friend.
I've never met him, so that's why I was saying where I work, my coworkers are cool. You know?
Yeah,
but
I work with you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know
you didn't know that I work with you?
Yeah, I mean,
we've carpooled, dude.
Yeah, but
Lil Willie? I mean,
God, yeah, Lil Willie is always involved in carpooling.
Hold on, man.
After meetings.
Lil Willie?
You do work with me, man.
I do work with you.
Okay.
Did you have to check? Did you have to, like, sit there and close your eyes?
I had to read an email.
Read an email? You don't read the emails. You know
sure
your inbox has, like, over 1,000.
1,700 right now.
Wow.
1,700.
That's how many I got in the trash.
You need to
fucking
that.
Email. Fucking email. Don't be emailing me shit.
Hey, there's a meeting tomorrow.
It is?
No. For Rachel.
It is, I know.
You better look at the email.
Shout out to Rachel.
Shout out to Rachel.
Shout out to Rachel. Get you on
email,
PIP.
Yeah, that's all it is.
A PIP.
That's all it is.
Get you on a PIP.
PIP. They said I was getting one and I never got one.
I'm a PIMP, so I don't get
performance improvement plan. I was supposed to get mine a long time ago.
Gladys Knight gives you those.
But let's wrap this up though, man, and get up out of here, man. We're on like show number what?
Nine.
Number nine. Yeah.
Haven't even made it to 10. 10's gonna be a special one. It's gonna be Brett, the guy that's boss and sleeping with everybody.
10 gonna be 10. Brett's gonna be on the next show.
Brett's gonna be on.
Brett's gonna be on.
Gonna be on.
You enjoy being back?
Yeah, it was straight.
Hold on. Oh, okay. So we got
we got Brett coming on.
Brett coming on next.
He works at the library.
Library boy.
It's gonna be exciting.
Well, it's gonna be exciting. Yep.
His talent. He's gonna tell us how quick he can put the books away.
Yeah. How
I can siphon through the Newtons. Mm. Yeah.
Nonfiction fiction.
You ready for this?
On your ass.
We might be calling.
Be quiet in here, nigga.
Shut up.
It's too loud. It's too loud.
Hey, Lil Willie got these boys.
Willie is cool.
Willie's in the house.
Willie's in the house. Nah. So you enjoy the show, man?
Yeah, y'all some fun.
It's a pleasure
guys.
Not hearing you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. you're a punk.
He is revoked. No.
Nah, it was good. Fun, yeah, I'm good having you back, man. Hook, man. Let them know where they can get. Reach you.
816-901. I'm just gonna, you know what I'm saying?
816. And then
rhooker20 at yahoo.com. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's about it. Bada ding.
Bada ding ding ding.
Ding. Yeah, and we out. I'm so high. Ready to go eat.
I'm like the string at the bottom of the kite.
Ready to go eat. What's happening?